nonsense, George. I melt all iron. And when I talk, no doggone dog bark. Cause I'm vexed and double vexed too. Talk of courts.
Yes, Sir Bryce.
Get me Judge Red.
Judge Red, otherwise known as Judge 100 years. Yes, sir.
Judge Red.
Yes, sir.
You're rude. Who are you addressing, sir?
Yes, my lord.
Oh, that's better. Well, take this book into your right hand and repeat after me. I am here to speak the truth.
I'm here to speak the truth.
Speak up.
I'm here to speak the truth.
I'm sure living truth.
To a living
truth. Jumping gingerbread.
So help my jumping gingerbread.
Well, I can see here you have been charged for impersonating George, or in plain words, bogus George. Now, what have you to say for yourself, Judge Red?
Not guilty.
Not guilty? You know to tell me. I to know. You are in front of 12 of your own fellow men. As soon as they arrive at the verdict, I know how to deal with you, Judge Red.
Hush,
hup! The same word that you speak that defile in you, Judge Red. Now, woman of the jury.
Yes, Sir Bryce.
How did you arrive at the verdict?
Well, we all arrived at the unanimous decision. We all found the accused guilty.
Talking about your Judge Red, where did you get your lessons?
Abroad?
That means you're real broad.
I mean foreign.
Foreign? That means you're foreign, Jim.